现在我们就打开圣经创世纪，我们一同来读第27章。
We want to turn to chapter 27 of Genesis.
创世纪第27章。
Genesis 27.
我们轮流来读，我一节，你们一节。
Responsive reading.
以撒年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见，就叫了他大儿子以扫来说，我儿。以扫说，我在这里。现在拿你的器械，就是箭囊和弓，往田野去为我打猎。以撒对他儿子以扫说话，利伯家也听见了。以扫往田野去打猎，要的也未带来。你去把野兽带来，做成美味给我吃，我好在未死之前在耶和华面前给你祝福。你到羊群里去，给我拿两只肥山羊羔来，我便照你父亲所爱的给他做成美味。雅各对他母亲利伯家说，我哥哥以扫浑身是有毛的，我身上是光滑的。他母亲对他说，我儿，你遭的咒诅归到我身上，你只管听我的话，去把羊羔给我带来。利伯家又将家里所存大儿子以扫上好的衣服给他小儿子雅各穿上。就把所做的美味和饼交在他儿子雅各的手里。雅各对他父亲说，我是你的长子以扫，我已经照着你所吩咐我的行了，请起来坐坐，吃我的野味，好给我祝福。以撒对雅各说，我儿，你近前来，我摸摸你，知道你真是我的儿子以扫不是。以撒就辨不出他来，因为他身上有毛，像他哥哥以扫的手一样，就给他祝福。以撒说，你递给我，我好吃我儿子的野味，给你祝福。雅各去递给他，他便吃了，又拿酒给他，他也喝了。他父亲以撒对他说，我儿，你上前来与我亲嘴。他就上前与父亲亲嘴，他父亲一闻他衣服上的香味，就给他祝福，说，我儿的香气如何耶和华赐福之田地的香气一样。愿多民侍奉你，多国跪拜你，愿你做你兄弟的主，你母亲的儿子向你跪拜。凡咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅；为你祝福的，愿他蒙福。以扫为雅各祝福已毕，雅各从他父亲那里才出来，他哥哥以扫正打猎回来，他做了美味拿来给他父亲说，请父亲起来吃你儿子的野味，好给我祝福。他父亲以撒对他说，你是谁？他说，我是你的长子以撒。以撒就大大的战惊，说，你未来之前是谁？得了野味哪来给我呢？我已经吃了，为他祝福，他将来也必蒙福。以撒听见了他父亲的话，就放声痛哭说，我父啊，求你也为我祝福。 以扫说，你兄弟已经用诡计来将你的父分夺去了。以扫说，他名雅各，岂不是正对吗？因为他欺骗了我两次，他从前夺了我长子的名分，你看他现在又夺了我的父分。以扫又说，你没有留下为何可诛的父吗？以扫回答以扫说，我已经立他为你的主，使他的兄弟都给他做仆人，并赐他五谷新酒可以养生。我啊，现在我还能为你做什么呢？以扫对他兄弟父亲说，凡你只有一样可诛的父吗？我把求你也为我祝福。以扫就放声了哭。他父亲以撒说，地上的肥土必为你所住，天上的甘露必为你所得，你必依靠刀剑堵的，又侍奉你的弟兄，到你强盛的后，必从你颈项他睁开他的额。我们读经就到这个地方。今天我们读了很长的一段圣经，
We have read a long passage.
不过是纪念一个家庭的一件事罢了。
In remembrance of an incident of one family.
为什么这个创世纪有这么多的篇幅记载这么多小的事情呢？
Genesis has so many chapters, and why do we spend so much time on this?
这些小的事情好像每天都在发生。
It seems to be a trivial thing happening every day.
在做生意的场所里面，
in the business circle,
好像比较会说谎的人比较有可能赚钱。
Those who are more successful seem to be able to lie better.
好像比较诚实的人比较薄利可以得到。
And it seems that if you are honest, you can only make a little bit of money.
这个社会在教育的理论跟实际的情形是完全背道而驰的。
This society has a practical situation that is very different from the education system.
每个父母都对孩子说，不要打架，要乖乖，不要打架，不要打斗，要乖乖，要乖乖。结果呢，我们看见所有最伟大的雕像都是最会打架的人做英雄。
Every parent will tell the child, do not be violent, do not fight, but our sculptures are all about people who fought wars.
许多做父母的人对孩子你不可以骗，绝对不可以骗父亲，不可以骗母亲，你不要用说谎话建立的人生。但我们结果发现在生意的场上，凡是诚诚实实的差不多都没饭吃。
We always tell children not to tell lies, especially don't lie to your parents. But in business, we see that businessmen who are honest often cannot make money.
那么这些家庭教育里面的内容到底是真的传下去的吗？
So the question is it worthwhile to teach your child all these values?
如果没有那些打斗得胜的人，国家就没有英雄吗？
If we do not have war heroes, does that mean we have no heroes?
如果没有说谎诡计的办法，商场就没有盈利吗？
Does that mean that you cannot make money in business without deception?
所以文化是不是停留在理念界里面一个空想呢？
Is culture just but an ideal?
实际的社会是不是停留在那些要懂得用诡计多端、用阴险的手段去为自己谋利的人，他们的方法才能够得逞呢？
Practically speaking, does that mean that we have to be cunning in order to be successful?
那么当一个人用不义的手段得到的财富，是不是神所赐福的福气呢？
Do we say that God has blessed a person when he is able to get rich from deceitful methods?
而一个照着所谓正规的诚实的人格去行事的人，是不是上帝给他的是次等的福气呢？
On the other hand, does God bless us in a secondary manner when we are honest and then get some blessing?
这章的圣经有许多令人寻味的事情隐藏在里面。
This chapter has many areas that are questionable for us.
我们除了在表面上看见这些记载下来的事情以外，
other than the superficial incidents that we can read,
我们更应当看见这一章之前这两个人，一个是以扫，另外是雅各。以撒跟雅各他们有一些破绽，把他们灵性的毛病告诉我们。
But we ought to understand that before this chapter, there have already been problems between the three persons, Isaac, Esau, and Jacob.
所以二十七章一开始就提到以撒年老，自己感到快要死以前的光景。
Chapter 27 starts by telling us that Isaac thought that he was old and about to die.
以撒老的时候，他眼睛已经昏花了。
He could not see clearly anymore.
他根本不能看见，也不能看清楚任何东西。
He could not recognize people.
所以他自己又感觉自己老得快要死了。
He felt that he was old and weak and he was about to die.
所以当我看到这两句话的时候，
When I see these two sentences,
我就自己问自己，如果我在这种状况中间，我大概优先要做什么事情？
I ask myself, if it will happen to me, what would I do as my priority?
当我们看到我们眼睛昏花了，
If we start to lose our sight,
当我们感觉到我们身体衰弱，
if we feel physically weak,
当我们深深感受到年了不久了，
if we deeply feel that there's no many days left,
那我们一定会想有什么事我应当做的，但是到现在还没有做。
We will surely remember things that we ought to have done but not done.
有什么事我们从年轻计划做的到现在还没有能力去做。
Maybe there are some things when we are young we want to do but we have not accomplished it yet.
我们可以不可以腾出一段的时间就把这些当作我们死以前优先应当做的事情呢？
And we will want to set aside some time to put priority to these things.
如果是的话，
if this were the case,
那么这些事你什么先做什么后做，就是你整个一生的灵性先后取决的那一个表现的。
Your spirituality will be manifested by how you choose what to do first.
Your spirituality will determine on your priority. 你到底把什么事情当作优先？
What are your priorities in life?
这是很重要的事情。
These are very important matters.
有一本书叫做 First Thing First.
There is a book called First Thing First.
把优先的事先优先去处理它。
That you need to do the first thing first.
应当先做的放在前面来做。
There are things that you should finish.
这是很重要的事情。
These are important things.
特别是当人时间越来越短的时候，
especially when your time gets less and less,
人应当把时间的简短跟重要性的事情把它用对比的方式来去处理它。
Proportionally, you need to link the two together.
当我的时间越短的时候，我应当选越重要的事情来做才对。
The less time you have, the more important the task must be.
因为当机会一过就永远不回来了。
The opportunity will not return.
一个人怎么样在刹那中间抓到对永恒有帮助的事，这个叫做智慧。
Wisdom comes when you're able to grab eternity in that instance.
如果我们有很多的时间去做那个根本没用的事情，这是我们的愚昧。
If we spend lots of time doing foolish things, then we are foolish.
我们能用最短的时间抓到最重要的事情，这叫做抓住机会的智慧。
But with the shortest time, we are able to grab the most important thing, that is true wisdom.
但很可惜，我们看见以扫一生就缺乏这样的训练，也很少这样的表现。
But we see Esau lacking in training and also in actual work like this.
以扫是平平和和的人。
He was a very peaceful man.
他是平平稳稳的人。
Very steady.
他是不愿意过一个大风浪、大起落、大危机、大风波的人。
A person who is not willing to live a life full of challenges.
很多人是如此，宁可安安然然过一生，不要有风险的日子。
Many people are like that. We want to live a peaceful life, no risk.
他宁可与众人和好，没有争执，没有困难冲突的机会。
We want to have harmony, no conflict, no fights.
当他的年龄已经到了最后一段的时候，
at the end of our lives,
是不是真的是最后一段呢？
Is it really the end of your life?
其实我们的感受跟我们的需要，常常跟我们实际的情形，跟我们实际的需要是很大的距离。
Our feelings and our actual needs, the way we feel always is different from what is real.
Isaac 今天感到他老了。
Isaac felt that he was old.
感到他没有什么用。
That he was useless.
所以他急着要做一件事情。
And so he was anxious to do one thing.
这件事情是什么呢？
What was this thing?
他叫他的大孩子来替他煮好吃的东西，因为他快要死了。
To summon his elder son to cook good food, he was about to die.
因为他死以前最重要的是吃。
The most important thing for him before he dies is to eat.
这是人生的目的吗？
Is this the end goal of life?
但是为了使孩子肯去把东西带来煮给他吃，他告诉他，我吃了会给你祝福。
In order to make the son cook for him, he said, I will then bless you.
所以以撒的人生到最后就变成这么简单的两件事情。
And so the life of Isaac in the end was so simple.
我要死以前我要赏美味。
Before I die, I must eat good food.
你去把野味煮来给我吃。
And so go hunt for some game and cook for me.
我好给你祝福。
Then I may bless you.
那以扫的听了话，又就照做去行了。
And Esau went to do this.
所以呢，可以说以扫是相当乖的孩子。
And so he must have been very obedient.
所以父亲吩咐他什么，他就去做。
The father commanded and he went.
是不是我们的孩子百依百顺就是好孩子呢？
Does that mean that when your child is very obedient, they are good children?
我最怕我的孩子百依百顺，千依千顺，万依万顺，从来顺。
I am most afraid when my child is obedient in every aspect in life.
因为当我死的时候，他怎么样面对风浪，那个时候我是没办法帮助他了。
I wouldn't be able to help him through the challenges when I die.
无论什么东西逆来顺受，那么这个人有还有奋斗的可能吗？
If a person just float with the time, how would he have a fighting spirit?
所以，做领袖的人绝对不可以只喜欢听话的人。
And so a leader should not just like those yes men.
如果我们下面的人
if our subordinates
有智慧
if they are wise
有奋斗
if they know how to fight
有创思
if they are creative
是跟我们不同的
and they are different from us
我们不要先假设他是故意反对我们
we don't want to first assume that they are making trouble.
你要先假设上帝把一个有创思的人放在我下面我怎么帮助他成人
you must first assume that God has placed him for you to mentor.
这样你的领导才是一个成全别人的人
Then your leadership will be one that makes others better.
不是只达到自己可以被人顺从就高兴的这种领袖的一面而已。
And not just to be successful all the time that people just obey you.
所以当以撒对以扫说
And so when Isaac said to Esau,
你去打猎
Go and hunt.
你把野味带来
Bring me game.
煮给我吃
And cook for me.
因为我快要死了
I'm about to die.
我吃了我就给你祝福
After I eat, I will bless you.
就父子之间也会彼此利用
And so the father and son made use of each other.
孩子用好东西给他的爸爸
The son brought good food.
爸爸以族长的身份给他祝福。
And the father blessed him as a tribe leader.
这个叫做 gain-gain position.
It's a win-all position.
双方都可以得到。
All win.
双方都可以得胜。
Both will succeed.
所以这个人就顺服了他的父亲了。
And so he obeyed.
但是呢，不想到。
But he didn't know.
他做了完全错的事情。
That this was wrong.
因为当以撒吃这一餐的时候。
When Isaac took the food.
是100岁。
He was 100 years old.
他以为他就要死了。
He thought he will surely die.
他想死以前最后一餐享受，这是应该的。
And it would be good to enjoy good food before you die.
已经快死了还不享受，这叫做很笨的人生，对不对？
You're quite stupid to not enjoy yourself before you die.
在印尼有一个牧师。
In Indonesia, there's a pastor.
80岁的时候。
When he was 80.
他的妻子76岁。
His wife was 76.
得了很严重的糖尿病。
And she had very bad diabetes.
所以呢，这个不可以吃，那个不可以吃。
I couldn't eat this or that.
后来过两年以后呢
？Two years later.
这个妻子变得很不听话了。
The wife became very disobedient.
什么最甜的东西都吃。
She eat all the sweet stuff.
最好的芒果。
The best mango.
最甜的冰淇淋。
The sweetest ice cream.
她都吃了。
She would eat it.
她的丈夫说：“你不要这样啊。
”The husband said, "No, don't do this."
你要照顾身体啊。
You must take care of yourself.
你严重糖尿病怎么可以吃这些东西
you have diabetes, you can't eat these things.
他没有想到到最老的那一阶段他的师母完全不听他的话
He didn't realize that at the end stage of their life the wife would not listen
他年轻跟他结婚百依百顺怎么老了变成变态了
When she was young she was very obedient but not when she was old
他问他为什么你不听话了
And her husband said why are you not listening to me
你现在老了不听我的话了
Now you are old you don't want to listen to me
你老人看不起老人是不是
You despise the old
变成自卑感了
And so inferior
他的师母一点不退后
But the wife was stubborn
他说什么呢
She said,
我糖尿病但我78岁了
I'm already 78
现在不吃什么时候吃、啊、
If I don't eat, when will I get to eat?
我就是吃了死也甘愿因为已经老了
I'm very old, I'm willing to die
你不会再管我了
Don't take care of me
就这样一直吃下去
anymore.
结果就死掉
In the end, she died
人老了会变态你要小心我要小心的
We need to be careful we change our mind
所以呢这个以撒年老的时候呢
When Isaac was old
变成老病就重发了
Yeah, all these old
他的老病是什么
And his old disease
贪吃
was he like to eat?
老人贪吃是很危险的。
It's dangerous to be old and a glutton.
就有一些老人越老越贪吃。
And a lot of old people like good food.
为什么呢？他就想、
Why?
我要死了吗
？They think I'm going to die.
我要死了，你还不给我吃吗
？So you must let me eat.
反正我要死了嘛。
I'm going to die.
吃也死，不吃也死，不如没有死先吃。
Anyway, you're going to die. Might as well eat.
就是死前的一个享受。
It's an enjoyment.
这是一个机会。
Opportunity.
所以他吃了以后呢
After he ate all the food,
他就预备要死了
He was prepared then to die.
现在我问你
My question
你们哪一个人知道以撒吃了以后有没有死啊
Do you know whether he died after he eat?
有没有死啊
Did he die?
没有
He did not.
多久没有死啊
How long did he live?
给我吃吧 我吃了要死了
I'm going to die. Let me eat.
我告诉你秘密啊
Let me tell you a secret.
他吃了这一餐以后
After he ate all the food,
还活了八十年。
He lived another 80 years.
这是全本圣经最补的一餐。
Like a tonic.
这个是最营养的一餐。
Most nutritious.
吃了以后延长八十年。
After he ate it, he lived for another 80 years.
这样几位从来没有看见这一餐的。
This is so strange.
圣经最营养的餐只有两次。
There are two most nutritious.
一次就是以撒吃一餐再活八十年。
The first one is Isaac's meal that gave him another 80 years.
第二次就是以利亚吃一餐四十昼夜一直跑不必停。
Another one is Elijah after he ate of the food he ran for 40 days a night.
能拜假报最厉害，吃补最厉害。
Both are very nutritious.
所以呢，他吃完了一直不死，也自己不好意思嘛，对不对？
It would be embarrassing to live for so long.
他吃了以后呢？
After he ate of the food.
他的孩子说，第二年还没有死。
Child discovered he didn't die.
第三年还没有死。
Second year, third year.
还活八十年才死。
He lived for another 80 years.
那一天是他的幻想、幻觉，我要死了，我要死了。
And so it must have been his imagination.
老人家一直说我要死了，我要死了，一直没有死，人就开始讨厌他了。
If the elderly keep saying, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, and did not die, people will hate them.
你第一次的我要死了，哇，你孩子哭哭啼啼，大家围在你旁边，求主怜悯我，有没有孝顺？结果呢，你再活八十年，他说这个孝顺太麻烦了。
If you didn't die after proclaiming that you're going to die, people get sick of you.
你想想看。
Think about this.
他犯上的毛病是什么？
The mistake he made.
贪吃。
Was he was a glutton.
他为赌夫而有所要求。
And he demand because of food.
为他自己的自私而命令他的孩子。
For his own selfishness, he gave a command to his son.
教育的原理面。
In education.
The principle of education.
In the principle of education.
父母的教育一定不是为自己的好处的。
The education that was given by the parents cannot be from their own need.
教导孩子是为你自己的好处的，你的教导已经不是教导，而是趁机利用。
If you teach your children in a manner that's beneficial to you, you are not teaching them.
很多做母亲的打孩子打得很厉害。
Many mothers would discipline their kid and hit
them. 他以为他在教孩子。
They thought they are teaching the child.
其实他打孩子，不过是因为孩子那个时候大哭大闹，吵着他，他不能给人干涉，不能跟人家争吵去打。
But many a times it's because the child interfere with the lifestyle of the mother and so she hit the child.
当你为了解决你的烦躁而打孩子的时候，你根本没有办法教育。
If you hit your child out of frustration, you are not teaching him.
因为从你身上发出去的不是教导，从你身上发出去的是报复。
What you express is not education, but vengeance.
那这个报复性的行动，不过是解决你自己的困难，绝对不是解决别人困难的一个教育。
And this vengeful action is not solving his problem, but solving your problem.
所以以撒失败了。
And so Isaac has failed.
因为他贪吃的缘故，他教导他的孩子，吩咐的孩子，他命令的孩子，根本是为了自己。
He was a glutton because of that. All his commands were for his own selfish needs.
所以他说：“我要为你祝福。”神就任凭他从错误的教育中间产生，不能把真正的福气临到他所的孩子的身上。
And the Lord allowed him to bless the wrong son.
圣经说：“以撒是爱以扫的。
”And the Bible says Isaac loved Esau.
利伯家是爱雅各的
，But Rebecca loved Jacob.
可是上帝就任凭以扫因为贪吃，所以他做家长的父亲不能领导他所爱的孩子。
And so because he was a glutton, God allowed him to make the mistake.
这就是我们人生很重要的境界，给我们很伟大的启发。
These are important warnings, great revelations for us.
当你为自己的小小的好处争的时候，你没有办法得到真理带来的福气。
When you are fighting over small things for your own benefit, you cannot be blessed by the truth.
许多大人物失败在小的事情上。
Many great men and women fail on trivial things.
因为在最大的人物里面，有一些人没有办法克服了自己的毛病，就影响了他一生蒙上帝的恩典。
The greatest among us often cannot overcome some small issue and influence the rest of our
lives. 如果以撒那一天。
If on that day,
他可以免去贪食所给他的情欲，这个肚子胃口受的情欲所带来诱惑的话，
If Isaac could have rejected the temptation that came from hunger,
他就可以不必有这么大的措施，结果让自己最爱的孩子领受的是次等的福气，是做别人的仆人。
He would not have made this great mistake where he blessed the favorite son with the secondary blessings.
但当你把重要的不当作重要，把次要的当作重要，神就任凭你 让你失去你应该得的福气。
If you treat important things as unimportant and unimportant things as important, God will allow you to lose your blessing.
我们应当把什么当作是主要的呢？
You need to understand what is primary.
我们应把什么当作是次要的？
And what are secondary?
我的中文字太美了，主要的就是主所要的，倒是主要的。
In Chinese, primary means what the Lord wants.
这个英文没有的。
Not in English.
主所要的就是主要的。
What the Lord wants would be primary.
大家说一二三，主所要的就是主要的。你不能把人所要的放在主所要的上面。
You cannot put above what God wants what man wants.
你要让主做主。
Let the Lord be Lord.
那么整个的运作就变成正常了。
And the entire operation will then be normal.
那么以撒是以赌父所要的做主。
But for Isaac, his stomach was his Lord.
所以主就任凭他失去他的福分。
And our Lord allowed him to lose the blessings.
那么失去福分的时候，
when he lost the blessing,
结果就被雅各所得做了。
Jacob took it.
那雅各本来是次子，他是不应该得做的。
Jacob was a second son, he should not have the blessing.
但雅各有一个愿意支取，愿意奋力抓住，愿意不失去机会的这个心里面的雄心大志。
But he did have great ambition. He will grab hold of all opportunities.
神就因此怜悯他了。
And the Lord had mercy on him.
这绝对不能解释为上帝赐福诡诈的人，不是这样解释。
You cannot then say that God bless those who are deceitful.
上帝许可那些因为贪吃、因为小事忽略大的主要的事情的人，他们的父亲就留给这些夫妻，就留给那些有追求的人所领受。就是、
And God allowed the blessing that go from the people who ignore the blessings to those who wanted it.
那这事情好像巧妙的不得了。
And this seems to be most miraculous.
因为他眼目昏花。
Isaac was blur in his sight.
双眼失明。
He couldn't see clearly.
他就揪到自己老了。
And he also thought that he's old.
揪到自己快要死了。
That he was about to die.
看不见真正的情形。
He couldn't see the reality.
所以他对以扫讲话的时候，利伯加在旁边听，他也救他不成，因为他眼目昏花嘛。
And he could not see that Rebecca was there listening to everything.
你不能看的人很清楚看到你，你一定吃亏的。
And you will be at a loss when you cannot see those who are observing you.
这个叫做单面镜子。
It's like a one-sided mirror.
你看他看得很清楚，他对你一点都不看见，你一定就不可能吃亏了。
If you can see the other person clearly, but the other person cannot see you, then you are at an advantageous
position. 单面镜子在你们的飞机场有好几个。
In your airport, there are many, many one-sided mirrors.
所以你们樟宜飞机场有几个角落，里面都有警察在看到底哪一个可疑的分子走过去。
In your Changi Airport, there are many policemen hiding behind one-sided mirrors.
他们的镜子的是前面像照镜子，而后面是看得清楚外面的什么。
The one-way mirror works for people behind; they can see you, but you cannot see them.
外面的人在哪里走来走，不知道里面有什么。有的人还在那边照镜子。
Many of them will stand beside the mirror and then look at themselves.
所以你的一举一动完全被看得清清楚楚。
They are observers to observe every move.
你没有办法看见谁在看你。
You cannot see them.
今天很多的人以为他所做的上帝不知道。
Many people think that God do not know what they do.
上帝故意把自己隐藏在人不能看见的光里面。
And God hid himself in the light that we cannot see.
人家因为自己眼睛看不见，就假定神是不存在的。
And because we cannot see him, we assume he does not exist.
就因为神是不存在，又假定自己的自由是可以不必受审判的。
And because we assume that he does not exist, we think we will not be judged.
我们为所欲为，事无忌惮。
And we do whatever we feel like doing.
我们就在自己的愚昧中间继续不断彰显自己对神的不敬畏。
And within our own foolishness, we manifest our irreverence to God.
以撒以为他讲什么都没有人知道。
Isaac thought that whatever he said, no one would know.
因为他看不见的，就等于人也看不见他。
He cannot see the other person. He thought other people cannot see.
当他跟以扫讲这个偏爱的父亲对孩子的话的时候
，When he talked to Esau and expressed his bias,
以扫听见了。
Esau heard it.
那利伯加也听见了。
But Rebecca also heard it.
因为利伯加比他年轻。
Rebecca was younger.
利伯加耳朵比他好。
And could hear better.
利伯加眼睛比他好。
And could see better.
所以你所讲的我都听见了。
Whatever you said, I heard.
你要做的计划我都知道了。
I now know all your plans.
所以呢，当以扫就出去打猎的时候。
So when Esau left to hunt.
利伯加很聪明的。
Rebecca was very smart.
你打猎大概一两天的路程，
Maybe he'll spend 2 days hunting.
你有机会没有机会？可能有一两天的时间。
Take another 2 days to find the game.
你打到了猎，再回来可能又一两天的路程。
Another 2 days to return.
可能你五六天才回家。
Maybe about a week.
可能你最少两天才回家。
At least 2 days.
如果更好更好，可能你明天就回家。
If maybe tomorrow.
那我现在趁机会就抢去你的福分。
And since you are gone, I will take your blessing.
那个时代，族长的权威是很大的。
At that time, the tribe leader has great authority.
神给族长、给长子的权柄是很大的。
And God gave great authority to the elder son.
所以呢，利伯家就利用这个时间。
And Rebecca took hold of the opportunity.
她把她说爱的孩子叫来了。
And summoned the son she loved.
为了福气。
For the blessing.
为了不要失去这个机会。
That the opportunity will not be lost.
儿啊，你听我的话。
And so she said, son, listen to me.
这个是母亲用权威逼孩子顺从的一个教义。
And this is where the mother forced the child to be obedient.
那孩子们就莫名其妙，为什么母亲叫我要顺服这个不合理的事情呢？
And the child was curious, why would the mother ask me to do something that's not very right?
当孩子给我们反问的时候，你只能说，不要多问。
Sometimes,
听话。
Sometimes when our children question us, we say, shut up and just listen.
你只要听话好了。
Just follow.
你妈妈吃的盐比你吃的米更多。
The mother has ate more salt than your rice.
我过的桥比你过的路更多，你就是听话好了。
I've crossed more bridges than you have walked, so just listen.
所以这章里面隐藏的真理是多得不得了的。
And so this chapter implicitly has great truth.
这些事是每天都在发生的。
Things that happen every single day.
雅各啊，你去带两只羊来。
Jacob, bring 2 goats.
我要把一只羊好好煮了给你的爸爸吃。
I will cook one well and give it to your father.
因为我跟你爸爸在一起几十年，他需要多少胡椒，需要多少糖，我都知道的。
I have been with your father for decades, so I know exactly what he likes.
男人吃了好吃的，他一生就很甘愿了。
Man is very easily pleased with good food.
女人有真正爱他的男人，他多么苦，他也顺从了。
And a lady is pleased with a man who truly loves
you. 所以给你的丈夫好吃的，你就容易嫁奴他了。
If you can cook well, you can control your husband better.
你去派两只羊来。
Bring 2 goats.
我照着你爸爸喜欢的煮给他吃。
And I will cook it based on what your father likes.
好让他就把福气给你，不是给你哥哥。
That he will give you the blessing.
我煮了以后
，After I cook,
你带进去
，Bring it in.
很有效的，爸爸请吃。
And then tell your father to eat it.
许多男人吃了东西以后，嘴巴就讲好话了。
Every time he get good food, the man will speak good words.
这是假先知的记号。
This is the mark of a false prophet.
嘴里有所嚼的，就说平安了，平安了。
You just seem to eat, you say there's peace.
就讲祝福的话语。
They will bless.
所以我告诉你，人家请你吃饭，你要小心了。
You got to be careful when others treat you to a meal.
特别是从来没有请你吃饭，忽然一大餐来了，你要小心，你就给他绑住了。
Especially if they never treated you before, suddenly good meal come.
有的人吃了人家一顿饭，就好像欠人家一天一生的恩情，讲什么话就顺服，就同意他的意见了。
Just because people treat you, some people then will agree with everything.
还有很多人就因为给人家请吃饭，就跟人的计谋有份了。
And because of a meal that people give to you, sometimes you'll be part of his deception.
有一个城市。
There is a city.
我每次去布道的时候。
Every time I go for gospel rally there.
委员会很聪明。
The committee is very intelligent.
每一天请三个家庭来请我吃饭。
Every day they will assign 3 families to take care of my meals.
哇，这些人说唐牧师要到我家吃饭。
These people say, oh, Dr. Don is coming to my house.
或者我可以请他吃饭。
Or I can invite him to my house.
大煮特煮。
So they will create a great meal.
或者到最好的餐馆请我吃饭。
Or bring me to the best restaurant.
结果呢，每一餐3个钟头。
In the end, every time we eat, we eat 3 hours.
每次到那个城市，一天我就花差不多8个钟头吃饭。
If I go to the city, I have to spend 8 hours just to eat.
你不能吃了，好，我走了。
You cannot say I eat and then just leave.
口吃了饭还要为他祷告，问他家里好吗？你信主多久？你这个房子嘛，就一大堆变成1-2个钟头。
After you eat, you go to ask them about your family whether they need blessing prayers.
我到那个城市。
And so when I go to the city,
一天讲到4个钟头吃饭8个钟头。
I will preach for 4 hours and eat for 8 hours.
从3年以前。
3 years ago,
我宣布我不再来了。
I announced that I will no longer come.
除非我来的时候，你们把饭带来我的房间给我吃。
Unless you will bring food to my room,
我不必吃饭了。
I don't want to go to other houses.
因为吃饭欠了人情的。
When you eat, then you owe them.
吃了人就要听人的。
You got to listen to them.
很多传道人不注意这个事情。
Many preachers are not aware of this.
香港一个很著名的牧师 在32年前离开世界了。
In Hong Kong, there was a very famous pastor who left the world 32 years ago.
我不必讲谁啊。
I don't have to tell
his name. 他到曼谷去讲道的时候。
When he went to Bangkok to preach.
讲完了，有人请他吃一大餐。
People treated him to a big meal.
很大很贵的钱。
Very expensive meal.
一次 NO 什么鲍鱼什么最贵的，副跳墙都吃。
Shark fin or bird nest, all the expensive stuff.
我的牧师，我这把小东西请你带到香港给某一个人。
And the person said, Pastor, can you bring this thing to Hong Kong, my friend?
他怎么拒绝了？因为吃了一大餐了嘛。
He could not reject. He ate the food.
带去了。
And so he took the package.
一过关的时候
，As he passed the custom,
香港的狗就嗅出来是毒品。
The dogs in Hong Kong realized they are.
开起来的时候
，And when he opened,
这个牧师就被关在监牢，关在香港飞机场拘留所就不能出去了。
And the pastor was then incarcerated for carrying drugs.
他呢，全身跳到黄河也洗不清了。
And he would never be innocent anymore.
所以海关根本不信他。
The custom would not believe him.
他说：“你知道我是什么牧师吗？”
The pastor said, "Do you not know who I am?"
香港某某法官、某某会都什么都认识我的。
All these important people in Hong Kong, they all know me.
结果呢，用很多很重要的人去把他担保出来。
But in the end, he got to get people to sign a bail.
常常叫回去问话。
But still, always summoned to the investigation.
从那天开始，他讲到就没有能力了。
From that day onwards, he doesn't preach with power anymore.
因为他是上帝的大仆人，很聪明，原来就上了一个当，吃了不认识的人给他一顿好餐，一身名誉就破坏。报纸登出来，牧师带毒品进来。
He thought that he was a great servant of God. In the end, he was strict, and the newspaper reported this.
就这样简单。
It was so simple.
所以我告诉你的嘴巴是祸源呐。
And so your mouth could be the source of a problem.
吃错东西肚子痛。
If you eat the wrong thing, you get stomach ache.
讲错话头痛。
If you say the wrong thing, you have a headache.
吃不应该吃的就上当。
You eat the wrong food, you can be fooled.
这个口啊是祸源的。
And so your mouth is a source of trouble.
这个口可以使你肚子痛。
And this mouth can cause you to have diarrhea.
可你生大病。
Can let you have problems.
可你伤人的心。
Can help make you hurt others.
可以使你讲错话害人的灵性。
Enable you to say the wrong things and harm others spiritually.
以少的毛病。
The problem with Esau,
什么都好，就是这张口不好。
Was that he was good in everything, but not his mouth.
快要死了。
He said, "I'm about to die."
快要死应该去传福音，要吃饭。
He should preach the gospel, but he want to eat.
快要死应该遵行上帝的旨意，吃野味。
He should do the command of God, but he want to eat game.
给我儿啊，给我吃好吃的，因为我快要死了。
My son feed me because I'm about to die.
这个孩子顺命到一个地步。
And the son was so obedient.
如果他对爸爸说：“你老了还这么贪吃，好意思吗？”
If he said to the father, "How come you still so greedy?"
可能他不顺命好一点，顺命就害着爸爸了。
Maybe it's better for him to be a bit disobedient.
事情就这样成了。
But this was how he was.
吃下去了。
After he had the food.
一吃了又就讲好话了，愿上帝赐福给你，五谷丰收都给你，好酒都给你，愿你的兄弟做你的仆人，什么都来了。
He then blessed the son with all sorts of blessings.
反正呢，这个是我所爱的嘛。
Since this is the son I love.
我所爱的，把我所爱的拿来给我吃，我就爱为他祝福吗？
The one who I love brought what I love, and so I bless him.
但是呢，摸摸他的身体。
But when I touch him,
这个真的是以扫。
It was.
听他的声音。
And listen to the voice.
是雅各。
Sounds like Jacob.
怎么声音是雅各，皮肤是以扫呢
？How come the skin is Esau's skin?
很简单嘛，我伤风嘛。
And so he said, "I have a flu."
声音可是变成像哥哥的声音了。
I saw my voice change and become like my younger brother.
所以结果他乱了。
So he was confused.
乱的时候。
When he was confused,
他就做了错误的决定了。
He made the wrong decision.
你是我的孩子以扫吗
？And he asked, "Are you really my son Esau?"
雅各说是。
Jacob replied, "Yes."
为什么雅各会说谎呢
？Why would he lie?
其实他从小都知道不要说谎的。
He knew that he shouldn't lie.
而且他不应该说谎。
That he could not do this.
但是我告诉你
，But I tell you this.
他的妈妈教他说谎。
He was taught by the mother to lie.
有一次母亲节。
There was a Mother's Day.
我在一个地方讲到。
I was preaching at a place.
今天是母亲节，请你讲母亲。
They said today is Mother's Day. Please talk about mother.
我说好。
I said fine.
我就想不像样的母亲。
So I talk about how unbecoming mother.
我的母亲节，多数的牧师都在歌功颂德讲你母亲多么多么。我今天告诉你，糟糕的母亲要怎么样受审判。
I say most pastors sing songs about how great mothers are, but today I tell you bad mothers will be judged.
后来我就讲利伯家怎么害孩子。
And I talk about how Rebecca harmed his son.
怎么叫孩子说谎话？
How she taught them to lie.
怎么主耶稣骗她的丈夫？
How she deceived the husband with food.
吩咐的孩子要讲假话，说他是以撒。
And then instruct the son to lie.
结果灾祸一条一条来。
In the end, lots of problems came.
那一天母亲就很可怜，很多母亲一被跟人家称赞，给人骂得半死。
The Mother's Day was difficult for many mothers. They all rebuked by me.
后来那一篇道理录音带卖的最多的。
But then the sermon was selling very well.
所以告诉以后你父亲就请我讲道，我就讲你这该死的父亲。
If you ask me to preach on Father's Day, I will then rebuke all the fathers.
你请我讲母亲节，我就是灾祸的母亲。
If I preach on Mother's Day, I will rebuke the mothers.
因为太多人爱听好话。
Many people just want to listen to all the good words.
世界听不到实话。
And the world cannot hear the truth.
很多人就跑到教会来了。
So people come to the church.
到教会来更多不实的话。
But in the church, you don't hear the truth.
很多人离开教会永远不回来了。
They leave the church and they never
come back. 所以教会就越来越衰弱了。
And the church weakens.
就是这样。
This is the way it is.
到底在什么地方可以听到真理呢？
Where will we hear the truth then?
亚伯拉罕说过谎话。
Abraham lied.
传到孩子以撒那里。
And Isaac learned the same thing.
以撒说过谎话。
Isaac lied.
他的太太俩丈夫都可以说谎话，我教我的孩子说话也不是一样，有其父必有其子吗？
The wife must have thought that since her husband do the same thing, I can teach the son the same thing.
谎言的灵一代一代传下去。
The spirit of lies then move from one generation to another.
一个人刚刚说谎话的时候，
When a person start to lie,
是心里不大平安的。
There will be no peace in his heart.
你记得你第一次说谎的，踢踢踢踢踢踢踢，里面忐忑不安，很辛苦的。
When the first time you lie, you must have remembered the fear.
但是希特拉说。
But Adolf Hitler says,
把谎话讲一百次，它会变成真理。
If you repeat a lie 100 times, it will become the truth.
不但动物有进化论，谎话也会进化的。
And so lies can also evolve.
我是绝对不相信这个话。
I never believe in
this. 但是我相信，谎话讲一百次，讲说谎的人会从不平安变成理所当然，很平安。
But I do believe that if you repeat a lie 100 times, your conscience will become peaceful.
所以你的良心就变成退化，不是进化。
Your conscience will actually go backwards.
从敏感变成迟钝。
From sensitive to become insensitive.
从非常激进变成失灵。
From dynamic to failing.
从非常有快的反应就变成麻痹。
From a very quick response to numbness.
所以你雅各说，我哪里可以这样讲？
And Jacob said, how can I do this?
我明明是雅各。
I am Jacob.
雅各是无毛的。
And I have smooth skin.
我哥哥是满身都是毛的。
My brother is very hairy.
我的声音是比较女性化的。
My voice is more effeminate.
哥哥的声音很粗壮的。
But brother is very deep voice.
我说我他是他。
I mean, he's he.
我不是他。
I'm not him.
他不是我。
He's not me.
哎呀，这样简单的事情没有人生经验。
You are not experienced, the mother said.
母亲叫人说谎话的，就把经验摆出来了。
And mother bring the life experience here.
昨天我对我的执事，对我的牧师讲了一篇 master class.
Yesterday, I told my pastors and my deacons a master class.
我说呢，经验本身是没有用的。
I said experience is meaningless in itself.
有的人，我教书教了20年，我很有经验。可能你就有笨经验20年。
Many people say I taught for 20 years, I have 20 years of experience. It could be 20 years of experience of foolishness.
不要用你的时间的长短来夸你自己的经验。
Do not brag about your experience by the length of its time.
因为从第一天你做错事，没有人纠正，就这样维持20年，你也是一个有时间经验的人。
You may be experienced in making mistakes for 20 years.
你看人是这么可怜的。
We are so pathetic.
所以呢，就把祖父曾经说过谎话。
So the grandfather lied.
当着自己可以说谎话的一个根据。
We think because of that we can lie.
父亲可以做谎话。
The father lied.
当着儿子可以做谎话的一个榜样。
And so the child can lie.
把丈夫骗过人。
The husband has been deceived.
作为教导孩子也可以说谎话的经历。
And so we can teach our child the same thing.
所以雅各就说谎了。
And so Jacob lied.
那么这样呢，他骗过去了。
And he lied the father, to the father.
骗了以后呢，
After that,
福分就给他拿去了。
He took the blessing.
而上帝把族长的权威保留在那里。
And the Lord preserved the authority of the leader.
所以他讲过的福气，
Everything he said,
他不可以收回来的。
He could not take it back.
当他刚刚祝福完了，
Right after he blessed Jacob,
雅各领受了这些福气走出去的时候，
Right after Jacob left after the blessing,
以扫已经回来了。
Esau came back.
今天打猎打得有果效。
And he was successful in his hunt.
今天回来的时候
when he returned,
煮了野味
he took the game.
他什么事情都不知道
he didn't know anything else.
他是很单纯的
he was very simple.
他把煮好的东西带到爸爸妈妈里去
he brought the cooked food to the father.
他绝对没有想到亲生的母亲是这样骗他的
He would never have guessed that his own mother would be deceitful to him.
如果你发现你所尊重的长辈原来是有不可尊重的品性的时候，你会怎样失望呢？
How disappointed you must be if you find out your, that your elderly person is deceitful.
用权威的形象对他听话，你还会顺从他吗？
If this person command you further, would you still obey?
为老不尊，为幼就不敬。
If you are not right in your ways, the younger generation will not obey you.
奉献年纪长的人要尊重自己的地位，也尊重自己的地位应当有的道德表现。
And so I advise all who are elderly to be respectful of your own status and your own morality.
免得后一辈的人看见你不像样的榜样，他就轻看你，他就开始自甘堕落。
So that you will not be despised by the younger generation and cause them to fall.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us all.
雅各这一次是受妈妈骗的。
Jacob was deceived by the mother.
雅各这一次是受利伯家错误的教导的。
Rebecca taught him wrongly.
所以雅各一生就更勇敢做虚假的事情。
And because of that, he was bold in deception.
他自己天性里面已经有一些诡诈在里面。
He was already born a bit deceptive.
他已经用各样的办法来取巧，把重要的机会跟权力把它拿去。
He was already a person who was cunning, who go for opportunities.
他曾经用一杯的红豆汤骗了长子的名分。
With a bowl of stew, he got the status of the firstborn.
从他的这个角度来看，他不是很干净的心意的人。
And so he was not exactly a clean person.
但是呢，从另外角度来看，上帝非常讨厌那些不尊重神给他的长子身份而出卖自己的人。
But from the other hand, you can see that God despised those who sell their right firstborn right.
所以以扫的过失是不可推卸的。
The mistakes of Esau is not to be neglected.
而雅各的诡计竟然得了这个福分。
The deception of Jacob gave him the blessing.
他曾经不诚实。
He was deceitful.
他曾经用一个手段把长子的名分拿下来。
He tricked the status of the firstborn.
那一次不是他的计划。
But he did not plan for it.
不过是他煮好了各个要求，他就趁机会敲诈。
He just took the opportunity to grab hold of the firstborn status.
不是如此而已。
That was all.
这一次是长辈叫的。
But this was different.
你可以说谎的。
Mother taught him to lie.
你可以虚假的。
That you can be deceptive.
你可以用羊毛变成以扫。
She said, use the goat skin and pretend to be Esau.
你可以对你的父亲说，你就是长子。
Lie to your father, say you are the firstborn.
你不择手段，你只要达到目的。
Do whatever you want just to get what you want.
不择手段，只达目的的伦理，绝对不是基督教的伦理。
This is not Christian ethics.
这个只为了达到目的而什么恶都可做的人是不敬畏上帝的人。
A person who will just go for the end and do whatever he wants does not fear God.
所以神会怜悯那些不好的人。
Although God would have mercy also on those who are not so good.
是不得你神许可或者神吩咐是命定我们可以这么做。
It doesn't mean that God has allowed it. Does that mean that God therefore wants us to do the same thing?
God didn't permit us to do that.
He did not permit us to do this.
神有他的主权。
He is sovereign.
所以有他其他的计划。
He has other plans.
那我们看见呢，当他领受福气出来的时候
，When he received the blessing and came,
以扫回来了。
And Esau came back.
爸爸，我已经听你的话。
And he said, Father, I have been obedient.
我已经出去打猎了。
I went for the hunt.
现在把野味煮好了。
Now I have brought this food.
请你享受吧。
Enjoy it.
好叫你可以为我祝福。
And then bless me.
你怎么来两次呢？
And he asked, why did you come twice?
你不是已经蒙福了吗？
Did you not receive the blessing?
我刚才吃了啊。
I took your food earlier.
我也摸了啊。
And I touched you.
是你有毛的手啊。
The hairy hand.
很好吃的东西啊。
Good food.
我已经为你祝福，你再来做什么？
Why are you here again?
没有啊。
He said no.
我刚刚回来。
I just came back.
我没有带东西给你吃。
I did not bring anything earlier.
是谁把东西带来给你吃？
So who was it?
你是不是为他祝福了呢？
Did you already bless him?
以扫现在还是要福气的。
Esau wanted the blessings.
一个不要福气身份的人，要福气的物质。
Some people don't want the status of the blessing, but he wants the blessing itself.
你不要位分, you do not want the identity.
You don't want the identity.
你需要 blessing.
You just want the blessing.
这是很危险的事情。
This is very dangerous.
爸爸为我祝福吧。
Father bless me.
爸爸说不行了。
The father said no.
父亲已经给你的兄弟拿去。
I have already blessed your brother.
我吩咐我赐福我为他祝福的时候他得到五谷得到粮食得到一切的一切而且我已经对他说的兄弟要做他的奴仆
I have really blessed him with all kinds of abundance and that his brothers will serve him
以扫现在发现糟糕了
Esau discovered things was bad
为什么他出卖长子名分的时候他没有这样想呢
But when he betrayed and sold his first right he did not think of this
为什么现在失去这些福分的时候他才做鸡才懊悔呢
But now he was very anxious and regretful
这是后知后觉的人生
This is a person who only realized things very
当人劝勉你的时候
When people give you good advice
把重要的人生的原理告诉你的时候
And give you important principles of life
我不爱听我没有时间我尽量的做我别的事情
You will say well I don't want to listen to you I'm busy with other things
等时间到了我再来修再来听
When I have time I will come and listen to you and learn from you
我告诉你修到用时方恨少
But when your opportunity comes, you will discover you have learned too little.
有许多事情有机会多的时候，你放弃时间。
Sometimes we let go of the opportunity when it was here.
当面对困难的时候，你没有办法回头抓住从前的机会。
But when you face challenges, there's no way to turn around.
你就一生注定失败下去，将错就错，直到完蛋。
And you are destined to make the same mistakes over and over again until the end of your life.
现在这个贪吃的爸爸
This father who was a glutton
吃一餐把自己一生绑死了
Because of one food committed himself completely.
吃一次好吃的东西把自己最爱的孩子把它荒废掉
Because of one occasion his most beloved son was wasted.
这段圣经里面的教训多得不得了
There are so many teachings from this passage.
啊，最可怕的教训是什么呢
The most frightening of them all.
就是雅各一生
Was that for the rest of his life?
因为这一次的欺骗
Because of the deception, Jacob
受到很多很多的咒诅
Received lots and lots of curses.
我告诉你
I tell you this.
你不要以为上帝爱雅各，就让他永远顺服，永远自由，永远享利益，而没有受到上帝的对付。
Do not be mistaken that God loved Jacob so much that he was blessed for the rest of his life.
这段圣经告诉我们什么呢
This passage tells us.
雅各因为妈妈骗他，妈妈教坏他，他就骗自己的爸爸一次。
That Jacob deceived his father once because he was instructed by his mother.
后来呢
？After that，
他的舅舅利伯家就骗他十次。
His uncle deceived him 10 times.
请你注意听，雅各骗妈妈一次。
Jacob only deceived the mother once.
上帝叫他妈妈的。哥哥骗他十次
，But God allowed the brother of his mother to deceive him 10 times.
很好玩哦。
So it seems to be nice.
上帝爱雅各吗
？That God loved Jacob.
上帝所爱的，上帝特别赐福吗
？It seems that God blessed him who he loved.
我告诉你，上帝是公义的上帝。
But God is just.
上帝是不可轻慢的上帝。
That he is not to be taken lightly.
雅各骗自己的父亲一次。
And so Jacob deceived the father once.
上帝救他。叫他的舅父骗他十次
，and God allowed the uncle Laban to deceive him 10 times.
第二
，secondly，
雅各一个孩子骗他一个父亲
，Jacob one son deceive one father.
上帝就叫他十个孩子骗他这一个父亲
，and God allowed his 10 sons to deceive him one father.
你以为好玩吗
？So it seems we have been taken lightly.
圣经里面都是上帝的爱，所以爱就可以乱来。我告诉你，没有这个事情。
The Bible doesn't tell us that love comes decadent.
你骗你的父亲一次。
If you were to deceive your father once,
上帝说我就许可你给你自己的十个孩子都骗你一个父亲。
God allowed his 10 sons to deceive him.
雅各骗父亲，第二天以扫回来就吃穿了。
The second day when Esau came back, the trick was exposed.
你骗你的父亲一天。
You may be deceiving your father for one day.
你的孩子骗你几十年，你没有办法揭穿。
And Jacob was deceived by the children for decades.
受骗一天已经很难受了。
So difficult to be deceived for one day.
受骗几十年不知道怎么受。
It must be worse to be deceived for decades.
这是什么事情？雅各受骗几十年呢
？In what matter was Jacob deceived for decades?
他们把 有色的衣服用羊的血把它沾染了。
And they poured blood from the sheep onto the clothing of Joseph.
带回去给他的爸爸看。
And brought the clothing back to the father.
这件彩衣是不是你所爱的孩子有色的衣服呢？
This multicolored coat, is it something that your son Joseph had?
我们在路边拾到了。
We pick it up from the side of the road.
整件衣服都是血。
And it's stained with blood.
他的父亲又没有新加坡国立大学的技术说让我用 DNA 来查一查。
The father has no DNA lab to ascertain it.
到底是羊的或者是人的？
Is it from a goat or from a man?
他就信了。
So he believed.
我儿。
My son,
我最爱的儿子
，The most beloved of my sons，
你在哪里呢
？Where are you？
我从右边不能再看见你了
，I will never see you again。
我只能看见你这一件撕破了的彩衣
，Only this multicolored coat。
这要给我做永远的纪念
，It's here to remind me。
纪念一个狮子吃掉了
，To remind me that you've been devoured。
纪念一个熊撕裂了
，By a bear or a lion。
纪念一个豺狼吞掉了
，Maybe a wolf。
留下的是这一件破烂的彩衣，我儿又是
，My son Joseph。
骗多久啊
？How long was he deceived？
两天
，two days，
两个月
，two months，
两年吗
？two years，
不是的
，no。
我告诉你，当雅各再见到这个他的孩子约瑟的时候
，when Jacob met Joseph again，
那个时候已经几十年
，many decades have passed。
你怎么可能
？How is it possible？
我告诉你，我证明几十年
，I can prove it to you。
因为
，because
那个时候约雅各已经137岁了。
Jacob was already 137 years old.
所以呢，约瑟被生的时候，雅各不是这么老的。
When Joseph was born, he was not that old.
所以这是第一个证明。
So this was the first proof.
第二个证明。
The second proof.
当约瑟说一定要把便雅悯带来给我看的时候
，When Joseph demanded that they bring Benjamin,
没有办法。
They had no choice.
一定要带来。
They must bring Benjamin.
因为他是法老弟。的主
At that time, Joseph was the Lord in the land of Pharaoh.
睡了，他们要把约瑟便雅悯带来。
So they have to bring Benjamin.
后来，当全家人搬到埃及去住的时候
，When the entire family went to Egypt,
圣经记载
，The Bible says,
便雅悯有了十个孩子。
Benjamin had 10 children.
那生十个孩子需要多少年呢
？It needs many years to have 10 kids.
所以雅各才知道，原来我的孩子约瑟还在世界上。
And then Jacob knew Joseph lived.
Joseph, 你还在。
Joseph, you're still alive.
他被骗几十年。
So he was deceived for decades.
为什么他被骗几十年呢
？Why was he deceived for decades?
他被十个孩子骗几十年，因为他一个孩子骗一个爸爸两天。
Because he deceived his own father for 2 days.
你以为这是成功吗
？So is this a success?
这是厉害吗
？Does that mean Jacob was very clever?
表示你会骗人，你就很厉害吗？
That being deceitful means that you are better than others.
上帝是公义的。
God is just.
上帝是轻慢不得的。
God is not to be taken lightly.
不但如此。
Not only that.
我要讲最可怕的一样。
The most frightening thing.
最后一样。
The last thing.
雅各为什么会骗爸爸呢
？Why would Jacob fool his father?
一个坏的妈妈叫他的。
Because the evil mother.
这个妈妈把别的事情上都不坏。
The mother is good in everything.
就是在教孩子说谎话的事情上是坏的。
Accept this instruction to the child.
所以上帝说
，So God said,
利伯加
，Rebecca,
你敢叫你的孩子对爸爸说谎
？Since you dare to teach your child to lie to the father,
你敢用羊皮的毛来代替他哥哥满身是毛
？And you have this trick where you use the goat skin.
你做母亲的
，As a mother,
教导孩子说谎话
，You taught your child to lie.
我就刑罚你
，I will punish you.
所以那一天
，So that day,
为了孩子可以蒙福
，In order that the son may be blessed.
骗爸爸吧
，So she said, "Go and
你拿这个给爸爸吃吧。
Lie to your father and beat him."
我特别爱你
，I love you more.
我盼望着父亲领导你，不要领导哥哥。
I want the blessing to go to you, not your brother.
利伯家最爱的就是雅各嘛。
Rebecca loved Jacob.
但是教他说谎以后呢
？So after she taught him to lie,
以扫回来
，Esau came back.
可能会杀他了
，Maybe will kill him.
妈妈说走吧
，So the mother said, "Go."
快点逃走
，Run away.
他就逃走了
，And so he escaped.
我告诉你
，I tell you this.
当雅各回来的时候
，When Jacob finally returned，
利伯家已经死了。
Rebecca was already dead.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
叫孩子说谎话一次，一生一世没有再见到孩子的可能。
She taught the child to lie, but once and for the rest of her life, she could not see him again.
我不知道这一生你有没有听到这么清楚，上帝对他所爱的人审判、刑罚、公义、制裁是多么严厉。
I don't know whether you have heard anybody explain it in this way, how solemn God is towards His own people in justice.
多少基督徒上帝，因为你是爱我的，所以我放在不要紧，反正耶和华是慈爱的。
Many people say,
你的眼睛瞎了。
God, you are a God of love, so when I sin, it doesn't matter. After all, you will have be merciful to me.
读圣经。 没有读到上帝的宝座，上帝的威严，上帝的公义，上帝的审判。
When you read the Bible, you have not read about the throne of God, the authority of God, His justice and His authority.
你一直用着选择性的喜爱去读你所喜欢的圣经。
You have been selective in the reading of Bible, you just pick verses you like.
你被耶和华满有怜悯。
You say God is merciful.
耶和华的慈爱的。
The mercy of God.
他爱他的孩子如同东离西那么远，我们的罪也离开我们那么远。
And that our sin is cast as far from the east as to the west.
这些圣经是你爱背的。
And you like these Bible verses.
其实我告诉你,
but I tell you this today, no.
你会骗人,
you can be deceived.
神就让你被骗十倍。
And God will allow you to be deceived 10 times.
你骗父亲,
if you deceive your father,
让你给你的孩子骗十个,
God will allow your son to deceive you 10 times.
你骗一两天,
you deceive for 2 days.
上帝让你受骗几十年,
God allow you to be deceived for decades.
你教孩子说谎,
you teach your child to lie.
因为你特别爱他,
because you love him more.
上帝就使你永远不能再看见你所爱的孩子。
And God will prevent you from seeing the son forever.
雅各回来的时候,
when Jacob returned finally,
他要看他的妈妈,
he looked for his mother.
永远没有机会了,
but no more chance.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为妈妈曾经教他说谎一次。
Because the mother taught him to lie once.
这是很可怕的事情。
This is very horrifying.
求主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us all.
上帝的话,
from the word of God,
找到应当怎样敬畏他, 遵循他的旨意。
And let us find how we should fear him and follow his command.
上帝的话,
from the word of God,
找到我们怎样约束自己的情欲言语, 好叫我们过一个正直人的生活。
And that we will find principles that help us constrain our words and our actions, that we will lead a godly life.
从上帝的话里面,
from the word of God,
懂得怎样我们好好教导我们的孩子们。
That we will learn how to instruct our children.
因为邪恶是不能产生良善的。
Evil will not produce goodness.
求主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us.
今天就讲到这个地方,
and we will end here this evening.
我们大家站起来,
let us all rise.